And good morning, listeners. And we've also got Wendy Farmer from Moe. Sorry, not from Moe. from Morwell, from Voices of the Valley. Good morning, Wendy. How are you going?
Good morning, Peter. I actually live in Newborough, so we'll change that one again.
Okay, so Newborough. Okay, so for people who don't know much about what happened 6 months ago, could you give us a little update?
Well, 6 months ago, Hazelwood coal mine caught on fire, and the Latrobe Valley was covered in smoke. For 45 days, the people slept, breathed, everything in smoke, which was actually not very pleasant. Now we have a continuation of people's homes are still contaminated. They still haven't been cleaned properly. I was speaking to a business yesterday that is still waiting for the insurance to come and clean their cafe and have lost a lot of money.
Just 6 months later, wow.
Yeah, I know, it's incredible.
There was a bit of publicity about cleaning up the school, I know, but then the homes where the kids live in from the same school, I don't think have been cleaned up.
Most homes haven't been. Some have been to a very small standard. Most have only been done by their homeowners. Some of the insurance companies have come forward and said, yes, we're going to clean the whole homes, including insulation out of the ceilings. But then you've got others that actually haven't done anything yet.
And the person we spoke to previously when we sort of bring up Voices from the Valley, Simon Ellis, said he sort of had a really difficult time because he loved his garden and stuff, but everything had been pretty polluted and stuff. So how's your own situation in your house?
Well, look, I'm about 10 kilometres away from the actual fire, so we copped the smell. We copped a little bit of ash and, you know, we lived in the smoke for 45 days, but definitely not as bad as the people in Morwell.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole Latrobe Valley was covered in smoke, and so that, you know, therefore the whole of Latrobe Valley were breathing that as well.
And what's been the government response?
Well, I wish I could actually talk to you today and say they've been fantastic, they've helped us out a lot, but actually they've done nothing. I spoke to Premier Nat Stein when he was in Maui 3 weeks ago. He actually, we handed him a letter to say that we'd like a meeting with him, he actually just said to me, well, we'll have to wait to see what the inquiry brings. My comment to him was, we don't have time to wait for what the inquiry shows us. We need help now. The community is still, you know, some of the words that when I talk to people, they're worried, they're frustrated, they're sick. They're not, we find at the moment our community isn't engaging in things.
Hmm.
It's like they've lost hope. They've lost, what's the point? Nobody's going to listen.
So it's 6 months on and it's still, yeah, delayed. That's pretty depressing, I think, for most people to find that a challenge.
It is, yes, it is. And as I said, people have just lost hope now, and that most people aren't even fighting anymore because they just don't feel that it's worth it. Nobody's going to listen to them anyway.
So they had an inquiry into the fire causes. So what was the outcome of that, or is that still got to be announced?
The inquiry is still running. So they had 3 weeks of inquiry in Morwell where people could actually attend and all the witnesses went and spoke. We had a lot of the Voices of the Valley there. I think actually most days we had representatives there. The inquiry actually doesn't need to release its findings to the government until the end of August.
And the community sort of been frustrated by that process? Where do you think it's gone?
Absolutely frustrated, because while we're waiting for the inquiry to come out with its findings, actually nothing's been done. We're starting now, you know, 6 months later, which means we're only 4 months, maybe less, maybe a little bit more, into the next fire season. You know, nothing's been changed, nothing's been done.
So for people in Melbourne, we've obviously got our electricity on and all that was coming down there from the Hazelwood Power Station where the fire is. This is very relevant to people in Melbourne. I think it's pretty terrible that it's gone on for this long. The Neighbourhood House and other groups have been trying to pull people together. How has that been going?
Look, they've been trying really hard to pull people together. As I said, people aren't engaging, so they're actually finding people aren't coming to classes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a comparison to the last couple of years. Their classes are basically empty.
Mm.
They're trying very hard to engage people. We've got a I can't even think of what the neighbourhood has called it, acting with smoke and how your feelings and everything, and that's starting today at Neighbourhood House.
I think it starts
at 1 o'clock. I'm not sure. They'd have to look on Neighbourhood House website for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so people can express how they feel and have felt through the throughout the last 6 months.
Keep their bring along their photos and whatever. Yeah.
Well, it's not even photos. It's actually also with drumming and just actually engaging with other people. Because you know, it's okay for some people are over it and like it doesn't worry them and it doesn't matter. But there's other people that are actually in that deep hole where, you know, they are concerned, they are worried, and they actually don't know how to talk about it because other people, you know, it's in any situation, any disaster, when people talk to people that don't care, they get, oh, what does it matter anyway? Where, you know, some people, it's still very real, and it's still very scary that they know that they can't move, they can't sell their houses, house prices have gone down, they don't have an option to stay, but to stay. Yeah, it's scary.
And so this, I think they're calling it Journey Through the Smoke that they're running at the neighbourhood house there.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. And there's been other events as well. I heard that you had like a free store so people could come along and swap stuff or give stuff away to other people who needed help, so pulling the community together a bit. So how's that gone?
We did. We actually had a free store in Morwell, and that was actually very, very successful. I was actually thinking about why a free store was successful compared to classes. And I think that's possible because there was actually no commitment, no having to come back next week or feeling that you're going to be questioned or anything like that. You could just walk in, look around, leave what you wanted, take what you wanted. So it was really successful. There is going to be one held in Moe on the 27th of July at Apex Park. And then Morwell will have another one on the 3rd of August at Morwell Neighbourhood House again.
So that's a good development then. At least it's got people to sort of mix a bit with that. So people hang around afterwards or they're just sort of coming and going pretty fast?
Basically coming and going, but of course when you're standing at tables, you're talking a little bit. We think it's a positive and Voices of the Valley will encourage anything that is actually bringing the communities together.
And it is winter, which is sort of harder off even in Melbourne to get people to come out to things. So how's the weather down there? It'd be pretty cooler down there. It's 5 degrees in the morning down here.
It's pretty much the same down here. It is freezing. you know, I must admit, I don't really enjoy getting out too early in the morning and going to work.
So with your group there, the Voices of the Valley, you meet fortnightly, and how have your meetings been going? You had a drop-off of members, or it's pretty consistent? How's that been?
Our membership is actually very consistent. We actually have probably up to 20 meet, maybe 15 meet on a week every fortnight. And, you know, we're constantly still knocking on the doors of politicians and newspapers and radio stations and, you know, wherever we can knock to actually have our voice heard. We think it's very important this time of year. We've got an election coming up in November. And, you know, I think the safe seats that were in Morwell and surrounds aren't very safe anymore.
Yeah, I imagine that some of the fire brigade people and others have a bit to say about that as they have down here in Melbourne, and we have the ambulance people down here pretty annoyed as well. It's got out to 15 minutes for an ambulance to turn up in some places in Melbourne now, so they're pretty angry. They have a lot of signs written on their ambulances, you can see in the traffic.
Yes, we've got the same here. But I think it's not even just the services that are quite upset, it's the people are actually going, well, you know what, we're not going to vote for who we used to vote for.
Sure.
So it'll be interesting down here on what actually happens.
So if people want to find out more about Voice from the Valley from the people directly involved rather than coming down from the politicians, or what's the best thing to do? You have like a Facebook page for Voices of the Valley?
Our Facebook page, Voices of the Valley, would be the best one.
Okay, and if you're going through the area to drop into the neighbourhood house in the day when that's open?
Absolutely, that's always open for anybody to drop into and have a little bit of a chat. Also, the migrant centre in Morwell have also been doing a lot of work.
Oh, okay, so what have they been doing?
They've actually also looking after people that have been affected by the fire.
Great.
We've got a very large non-English speaking community down this way who are very concerned about what has happened. We actually had one of their clients say, and it was in one of our local papers, that, you know, when they were in their own country and there was going to be fire or, you know, war or something, they knew where to run. In the fire, they didn't know where to run.
Right.
You know, that's pretty scary when you sort of think about how, you know, they're feeling in those circumstances. So Lisa at the Migrant Centre has been really supporting the non-English speaking and, of course, English speaking people.
So that's great. At least the community is ongoing and sticking together. Well, we'd like to ring you again in another month's time and see how all this journey through the fire has gone and how the community is hopefully sticking together. And as the weather gets warmer and the days get longer, people will come out and start mixing together a bit more.
Yes. And hopefully by then, you know, we've actually got something positive to say, hey, you know what, we've got help coming this way. And that's the main thing.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for your time, Wendy. Keep up
and
good luck.
Thank you.
Good work.
Thank
you. Bye-bye. And we're speaking to Wendy Farmer there from Voices of the Valley.